ladies and gentlemen, Mick Revel. Thanks very much. I've figured out why psychiatrists are so expensive to go and see. It's because they're the only people in the world you can unload all your problems onto without them stopping you halfway through the first sentence and going, ha, you think that's bad? It's weird, isn't it, how when things get really embarrassing, people try not to admit it and just keep on doing it as if to say, no, I meant to do it, really. You know, it's like there was a time when everyone in the Conservative Party thought that the poll tax was a good idea. Which is comforting, really, in a sense, the poll tax, isn't it? Because we can point to the cabinet as living proof that someone else is more capable of being a pillock than any of us will ever be. But we've all done it, haven't we? You know, this self-delusion. It starts in adolescence, I think. Because I spent most of my adolescence thinking I was cool and discovering every 2 years that I was wrong. You know, like, I thought flares were cool. I thought it was cool to go to parties and quote chunks of Monty Python scripts. Once, I even bought a concept album. A Swedish concept album. But the big mistake you make is when you think that being stupid ever stops. We'll look back on our teens and think, well, at least I know enough now never to be that much of an idiot. That's when you get complacent and the cock-ups just get worse.
Nick! Nick!
Will you be quiet, Vince? I'm working on my novel.
Oh, please, Nick, move me off the windowsill!
Look, I haven't got time to carry a geranium round the kitchen. I've got better things to do.
I thought you said you were working on your novel.
Shut up.
I ate it on this windowsill. Mr. Wilcox's cat came in and squatted on me again this morning. And there's a draft. It's blown all me petals off and Alvin's getting all the bees.
Oh, yeah. That's simply because I'm a sexier geranium than you are. They always have been. Bees go for the strong, silent type.
Shut up, tot. Yeah.
Just because you're not getting any air.
It's not unfair. Why can't I be by the boiler? It's nice and warm there.
I've just got one word to say to you.
Alvin always gets the best position.
Oh, well, yeah, rubbish. I was on the toilet system for 2 years. I mean, think about that.
And that word is paraquat. Thank you.
I wouldn't care. Paraquat would be a blessed release.
Hiya.
Hi.
Better paraquat than perched here with all me petals blown off. Humiliated. I'm just a plant equivalent of Ozymandias.
Sorry I'm late. Was up till all hours with my granny.
You look wasted.
Yeah. It's hard to believe she's nearly 70. Anyway, I brought you a present.
Oh, great. Let's see.
Who's Ozymandias?
Oh, don't you have any knowledge of culture, Alvin? Ozymandias used to be the lead singer with Black Sabbath.
Oh, wow, a Venus flytrap. Hey, thanks.
Oh, a Venus flytrap. Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Better stay off our bees or else.
Yeah.
Or else what? I'll eat whatever I want so you two can shut your face. Oh, forgot. You can't, can you? You're just geraniums. You're probably southern geraniums as well.
Somewhere warm.
Yeah, I'll put it by the boiler.
It's not fair!
Tell you what, it's a great way of confusing a vegetarian, you know.
What is?
Invite them to dinner, give them a Venus flytrap salad. They don't know what to do.
It's a vegetable, but it lives on meat.
They just end up staring at the plate for hours. It's excellent.
Nick, don't you think the barbecue's a bit near the house?
Why?
Well, you are a bit accident-prone. Wouldn't it be safer having it up the far end of the garden?
I'm not accident-prone. Ow! That Venus flytrap just bit me.
Aye, that'll teach you to talk about turning me into a salad. I'll have you first, pal, I tell thee now.
Don't look at me like that, Caroline. I know I didn't use a barbecue, and also the far end of the garden belongs to Mr. Wilcox.
He wouldn't mind.
Yeah, well, I would. We'd have to share the food with him. Listen, can you bring the meat? Oh, no.
What?
He's out there with the woman from next door.
What are they doing with that tape measure?
God knows. Something devious, I bet. Come on.
Oh, morning, Nick.
Morning.
Having a barbecue?
Yeah.
Oh, those sausages look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, you two want to be alone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should get on anyway. Yeah, got 30 barrels of liquid pig manure to spread on my vegetable patch.
Frank, won't I stink on a day like this? Hot, no wind.
Oh, yeah, so it will.
Brilliant.
Would you like to join us?
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, thanks.
So what are you measuring up for?
Going to have an Hawaiian-style straw canopy put up for the wedding reception.
Who's getting married?
We are.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Got to have the canopy, you see, to keep the band's equipment dry.
What kind of band are you having?
Heavy metal.
Yeah. One of Mrs. Mitchell's relatives is a drummer.
Your grandson?
No, my second husband, actually. He was married to my granddaughter, but we started having an affair so we could sell the story to the News of the World.
Oh, right.
Here, this chop's a bit tough. Here, lend us your nail file, love.
I think you'd be better off with a knife.
I don't want to cut the chop. I want to sharpen my dentures. Here, Caroline, can you hold the bottom set, love?
Well,
I know where I've seen you before.
Where?
I do the cloakroom in that Brazilian disco in Old Street. You was down there last night with...
My granny, let me hold your dentures.
Your granny, that's right.
You took your granny to a disco?
I told you she doesn't act her age.
Well, I'd better get on with that manure spreading. Ta-da!
Great.
I wish I didn't have to share a garden.
That's the nice thing about my house, having a whole garden to myself.
Yeah, maybe we should think about moving in together.
Pardon?
Maybe we should think about moving in to...
Nick, are you okay?
Sorry, yeah, I must have fainted or something.
Here, let me help you up.
Thanks, must be the sun. Sorry, what was I saying?
You said maybe we should move in together.
All right. Well, what do you think?
Well, I'm really touched.
Well, why don't you stay over tonight? We can talk about it.
I've got to take my granny to the theatre tonight. Let's talk in the week.
I must be mad. Live together? Why the hell did I say that? I'm not ready for it. All those long conversations about sharing each other's needs and respecting each other's personal space. Why is it all the vocabulary for describing relationships is American, when Americans are the least capable race at holding down a relationship on the planet? On the other hand, I have been enjoying 30-something recently. Maybe it is time to grow up and drop the bachelor lifestyle. Now, why would I want to move in with her? I'm not ready to stop having sex with her.
Maybe she wants you to move in because she's ready to stop having sex with you.
Shut up, Vince. Oh, you made me cut myself now.
Yeah, shut up, just because you're not getting any.
Oh, I don't know. I'll talk it over with Craig. He and Shona seem to know how to make things work. By the way, there was something I wanted to ask you, Craig.
Oh, yeah, but before I forget, though, Nick, you're still coming over to watch the match tomorrow night?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Shona's laying on some food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Where'd you spring from?
I've been to my evening class. I told you yesterday. I knew you weren't listening. You're too wrapped up reading the female unit to listen to your wife.
So, what's your evening class in?
Aye. What is it in?
That is not funny, Craig. You never take any interest in what I do. The only equality and role-sharing you accept in this relationship is letting me go to the bar and buy every other round.
What could be fairer than that?
Like, maybe recognising sometimes that I bring in just as much money in our household as you do, and on top of that, I do most of the housework.
Look, excuse me, there's a game on it.
I don't give a toss if there's a game on. Sod your darts and your pathetic little flighted penis substitutes.
Hang on,
Shona. I will not hang on. It's outrageous the way your macho pub rituals are allowed to dominate everything else. I'm trying to talk to my husband here.
Shona.
Shut up, Craig.
But Shona. Shona, it's the mixed night. You're playing You're On Next.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, you enjoy your darts, Shona. Nick and I are off on a pub crawl.
Are we?
Yes, we are. It's been arranged for ages, hasn't it, Nick?
But you never told me.
I told you last night, but you must have been too engrossed in your evening class literature. Come on, Nick.
I've got a full pint of Guinness here.
Come on, your own pal.
Blimey, Craig, that was a bit over the top.
Yeah, well, sometimes you can't back down in a relationship or they just walk all over you.
All she did was have a go at you for not knowing what evening class she was taking.
It's not my fault. That book has got me hooked.
You're reading The Female Eunuch in 1992.
Yeah, well, I bet you've never read it.
Well, no, but at least it was trendy when I didn't read it. Have you ever read any Margaret Atwood?
Oh, yeah, marvellous, marvellous. That Handmaid's Tale.
Oh,
terrific.
Yeah. Really makes you take a critical look at yourself, you know,
yeah,
as a man,
right,
doesn't it?
See, look at the legs on that blonde over there.
Amazing.
See, let's go down the road then, have a few more, eh? Then we can prove that theory of Karl Marx.
Which one's that?
Well, you know, Marx proved that it's historically inevitable that when any given social group from any given socio-economic class attain a sufficient level of intoxication, they go for a curry.
Sounds good. Sorry, listen. You put a record on, I'm going to go and throw up, all right?
Right, yeah.
So this is giving up the bachelor lifestyle, is it?
Shut up, Vince.
Yeah, shut up.
Shut up yourself, bumblebee whore.
If you two don't like where you are, then you can go in the garden.
This is your fault.
It's not my fault.
Shh, shh.
Slugs my ears.
Your cheating heart will make you weep and cry and cry and try to sleep.
Do you not want the rest of your takeaway?
I'll leave it. I'm going to have it in the morning.
Oh, I envy you, Nick. Living alone, it's great. It's a taste of freedom for Cree Boy. Hey, pass us that whiskey, will you? Thanks. By the way.
What?
You wanted to ask me something?
Oh, it doesn't matter. When tears come down like flowers. God, do I feel terrible. When I looked in the mirror this morning, I thought I was a Benetton advert. Oh, well, thank God I got some of that Vindaloo left. Best thing for a hangover.
Get off that curry! Bleeding cat!
Nick, can I come in?
No.
Nick, Mr. Wilcox's cat squatted in my pot!
Oh, shut up. It's good luck when that happens.
Good luck? It's burning my roots.
Oh, yeah, that'll be the Vindaloo.
Oh, morning, Nick.
Hi.
Oh, fancy a pint.
Listen, Craig, I've got to do some work today, actually.
Oh, yeah, well, don't mind me. I'll be happy watching Home and Away.
Look, I find it hard working with someone else in the house, OK?
Just don't mind me. It'll be good practice for when you move in with Caroline.
You haven't got any work, then?
I have, actually. Mr. Wilcox is going to pay me to erect his Hawaiian-style canopy.
Well,
as soon as he gets the money.
As soon as he gets the money?
Yeah, he'll think of something, don't
worry. Well, don't do it before you get cash. You can't trust him.
So do you fancy a pint?
No, I'm working. It's a tight deadline.
Why do you always leave it till the last minute?
I write better when I leave it till the last minute.
When's it got to be ready?
Day after tomorrow.
So it'll be even better if you left it till tomorrow. So let's go for a pint.
Maybe one. I want to go and have something to eat first.
Oh, see you in the pub then.
Hi, Shona. Give us a cup of tea and a cheese toastie, will you?
Hi. How's my husband?
Irrational. I almost persuaded him to come round and apologise, but then he took one look at your dress and got annoyed.
Really?
It really suits you, orange and black.
Thanks. It's Dundee United's colours.
You mean you did it deliberately?
Of course. It's great having a few days on my own. It's such a drag having someone around the whole time. Let me know when he's been completely unbearable and I'll ring up and apologise. Oh, hello, Mrs. Mitchell.
Hello, love. Cup tea, please.
Hello.
Hello. Saw Caroline again last night.
Oh?
Yeah. She's down a club again last night. With her granny.
Incredible what energy you old girls have these days, eh?
Yeah.
There you go, Mrs. Mitchell.
Ciao, love.
Anyway, what were you talking about you apologising? He was in the wrong.
I know, but it gives him the illusion he's in charge. It makes him happy.
It's a bit devious.
Nick, Craig knows he's pig-headed and stupid at times.
So why let him get away with it?
Well, he has his good points. Besides, if he realised how much I manipulated him, he'd have to do other things to prove his manhood, like driving too fast or flirting with other women or leaving half-eaten takeaways on the sofa. And besides, sex is always wonderful after a big row.
Oh, I see. It's incredible, isn't it, how stupid some men can be.
Yeah.
Well, best be off. I'll see you later.
Tell him hello.
Hi.
So, tell me, Mrs. Mitchell, Caroline's been clubbing it with your granny.
Yeah, Incredible how stupid some men can be, isn't it?
Hey, Nick.
Hi. Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello, Nick. Fancy a game of pool?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Right, pound the game, winner stays on.
I'm not playing for money.
Oh, you a man or a mouse?
Aye. Oh, okay then, but pound a game, no more, all right?
Okay, you to break then, Nick.
Okay, here we go. So, Craig, you thought of apologising to Shona?
No way.
Oh, good shot. You were in the wrong, you know.
She's got to meet me halfway.
How?
Good shot.
Sure, by making the first move.
Meet you halfway by making the first move. If you both take that attitude, you're not going to get anywhere.
Exactly, so she has to make the first move.
You got any Ulster Protestant ancestry?
I bet Shona told you to say that, didn't she? She knows it really annoys me. Still, what can you expect from a Catholic?
Well done, Nick.
Sure.
Yes. Yes, my round, I think, lads.
Yeah, well played, Nick. Too good for me.
Right, let's have another then.
Oh, that's 15 games you've won on the trot.
Come on. And I'll tell you what, let's make the stakes a bit more interesting this time. 100 quid.
Oh, I don't know.
You a man or a mouse, Mr. Wilcox?
Oh, all right then. I'll break.
Bloody hell.
Let's see. I've potted all the balls except the black, so I've got 2 shots. Oh, only need 1. Well played, Nick.
Will you take a check?
Oh, thanks. Right, Craig, I can pay you now to put up the Hawaiian-style canopy.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, well, must be off. See you, boys.
Yeah, see you then. Told you you'd think of something.
I thought you were my mate.
Oh, come on. Business is business. Now, another pint.
1 more, then I've got to go and do some work, all right?
Okay. Time now, gents.
Ah, Brian, it's never 3 o'clock yet, is it?
Ah, we don't close in the afternoons now.
So what are you ringing the bell for?
It's 11 o'clock.
How come time always passes so quick in a pub? Einstein missed out a whole chapter when he did that thing about relativity.
Pull it over. I am struggling. Just give it a push.
Right.
See, I told you. There you go.
I was doing it. You were in the way. You were in the light. Oh, Jesus, Craig. We're drunk again. I've done no work.
Oh.
I'm going to bed.
All right. Oh, by the way, Nick. Before he woke up this morning, Caroline phoned. Said, meet her for lunch tomorrow. She needs to see you urgently.
Urgently?
Urgently, yeah. I reckon she's probably pregnant. Sleep well.
Sleep well. What if she is pregnant? Because I have this recurrent nightmare about having kids. I'm like reading a bedtime Tory.
Hello, my name is Cecil Parkinson.
I'm reading a bedtime story to my baby daughter, and she's, I don't know, 5, and I'm doing Winnie the Pooh, and I'm working really hard, you know, doing all the characters in different voices. I've moved all the furniture out the bedroom, using the whole space, you know, because this is like a really experimental production of Winnie the Pooh. I mean, Peter Brook. Anyway, she looks up at me angelically from the pillow and says, Daddy. Yes, darling? Cut out the overacting and just tell the bloody story. Okay, so, well, when Pooh and Piglet...
Daddy, why were all those black babies on the television so thin this afternoon with flies on them in the desert? Daddy, what's AIDS? What's cancer? Daddy, what does nuclear holocaust mean? Where's Mummy been since Christmas? Daddy, why are you crying?
I mean, how do you begin to explain those things to a 5-year-old kid, you know? But night after night in the dream, it's the same. She's on at me. Why? Blah, blah, blah. So, after a while, I have to try and explain. AIDS, blah, 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 blah. Cancer, blah, 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 blah. Famine, blah, 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 blah. Mummy, blah, blah, blah. Bastard down the pub, blah, blah, blah. And I realise that in 5 minutes, I've turned her entire world upside down. Because up till this point, her biggest worry in the world was whether Pooh and Piglet are safely going to get out of the heffalump trap. You know? Now I've laid it on her, all the despair and the fear and the suffering. You know, I mean, okay, we've all got to face up to it sooner or later, but in my opinion, it shouldn't be until you're legally permitted to drink. So she takes it all in, and then she looks at me and she says,
Did you and Mummy know about all these horrible things before you had me?
Well, yes.
You horrible, cruel, sadistic pig monster! I hate you forever!
Well, look, darling, there's nice things in the world as well as horrible ones, and we just got to all try and do our best to get rid of the horrible ones, and I'm sorry.
Oh, Daddy, for God's sake, don't be such a sentimental old git. I was only winding you up. Now, cut the crap and tell me the important thing. How do Pooh and Piglet get out of the heffalump trap?
Hi, table for two.
Yes, please.
Speaking or non-speaking?
Pardon?
You know what it's like. There comes a point in every relationship where you run out of things to say to each other in restaurants. So we have a speaking section and a non-speaking section.
Speaking.
Congratulations, you must be very close. How long have you been together?
About 6 months.
Well, if you need to move into the non-speaking section, just let me know.
Thank you.
Two specials and two Mongolian lagers, please.
Certainly.
Bad news, I'm afraid.
Oh, God. Brace yourself. This is it. She's definitely pregnant. Here's the future. Getting up in the middle of the night. Learning to deal with excrement that looks like something out of a Ken Russell film. Being responsible forever. Having to get a proper job. Goodbye, freedom. It was good knowing you.
Here's your specials. And your lagers. You sure you don't want the non-speaking section? You've been staring at her speechless for about 5 minutes.
Go away. Oh. Nick.
Yes?
I've been made redundant.
Oh, is that all? Oh. Thank God.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, no, I mean, that's terrible. No, don't look at me. It was just a nervous reaction. All I meant was that I feared something worse, you know, that you might have something wrong with you, medically. I was worried sick, that you might be sick. Have to go into hospital for something or other. What happened?
It's the typical thing. Last in, first out, regardless of how good you are. So now I'm on the scrap heap. One of the dispossessed masses. No future, no prospects. No self-esteem.
Caroline, you're in a restaurant, not a socialist realist soap opera.
It was very unkind.
She's going to suggest it any minute now. It's softening me up for the I can't live without you.
I was thinking this morning about everything and, well, you know we talked about moving in together.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that. Got to be delicate about this. Caroline, you know that I'm very fond of you and, you know, I'd love to live with you in many ways, but we're both young, you especially, and I don't want you to think this is easy for me to say it. Well, it isn't.
That's good. Hesitancy suggesting pain and absolute integrity. Try a deep breath. It worked.
The point is that us moving in together, I don't think it would be fair on you. You could do so much with your life. I mean, you could even sell the flat and take a year out, travel the world. It's the ideal opportunity.
Oh, Nick.
She is moved. Definitely moved.
I'm so glad you said that. I didn't know how you'd react. Because I'm going to rent the house out and go away for a year.
Well, you know, because I think it's for the best in all things are considered. What did you say?
I'm selling up. I've bought a round-the-world ticket. I spoke to Carlos this morning. On the phone, and he says I can stay with him in Rio for as long as I like. You're right. It's the perfect time to do it. I mean, let's face it, we don't really have that much in common. You know, I was worried you'd be upset. I should have realised you're above that.
Of course. Who's Carlos?
Well, you know I said my granny was staying.
Would you like your coffee to the non-speaking section?
No, just the bill, please. So what's he got that I haven't got?
Well...
On second thoughts, let's have us coffee in the non-speaking section.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
So, did you give her the old heave-ho then?
Yeah.
How did she take it?
Oh, surprisingly well.
Oh, that's good.
Listen, I'm going to see you later. I've got to go back. I really have to work now, okay?
But you know, hang on a minute. Nick.
What?
Well, the thing is, once we got that canopy up, Mr. Wilcox suggested barbecuing this frozen chicken his cat had caught the other day. And we knew you wouldn't mind if we borrowed your barbecue, right? So, we got it going, and then The wind changed and a few sparks landed on the canopy and basically burnt the house down a bit.
A bit?
Yeah, just a bit. You know, it's not too badly damaged, but you can't sleep in it tonight. On account of the fire hoses making it a bit damp.
What?
Still a lovely night for sleeping out under the stars, eh? I managed to grab the sleeping bag. Lucky I did, actually, because Mr. Wilcox's cat was asleep in it.
What about my script? Did you manage to save that?
No, even better, though. I bought you an A4 pad.
Even better, you bought me an A4 pad?
Yeah, look on the bright side. This deadline is so tight now, it'll be the best writing you've ever done.
Give me that sleeping bag. I'm going around to stay at your house.
Yeah, no, 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 you can't do that.
Oh, you're bonkers, Craig. All you got to do is apologise to Shona. We can both have a roof over our heads.
No way. It's a lovely night. I'll come with you.
So, where's Mr. Wilcox going to hold the reception now?
Oh, the wedding's off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A heavy metal band came round to rehearse and Mrs. Mitchell retook a liking to her grandson-in-law and ex-husband.
Really?
Yeah, they were at it in your kitchen. We'd never have caught them except the guy, you know, he accidentally squatted on the Venus flytrap. And he let out a wee bit of a yell.
All right. Nick.
Shona, hi. I'm sorry to bother you so late, but my flat burnt down, you know.
What, in this rain? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Come in.
Thanks. I've got a sleeping bag, but if I could keep somewhere and put me geranium somewhere.
Sure.
Oh, this is nice.
No. A CD.
And it's warm.
Oh, there's one other thing. Can my friend stay?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yes, of course your friend can stay, Nick. Come in.
Nice place you've got here.
Craig, come here.
What?
Craig.
Hi.
Do you like my new dress?
Oh, hi.
Do you like the colours?
Aye.
Are you sure? Because orange and black. What team is it plays in them again?
Dundee United.
Pardon?
Dundee United.
But you think it suits me anyway.
Aye. Aye. That's beautiful. Can we go to bed now?
Aye. Sex with you is always brilliant after a big row.
I know. You okay, Nick?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks, Craig. Hand me the sleeping bag, will you?
Right, okay. Good night. It's good on this windowsill.
Yeah, no drafts.
Yeah. Alvin, yeah? Sorry I've been such a pain lately.
That's okay.
Am I tired? Blimey, long time since I've slept in a sleeping bag. Oh, God! I'm gonna kill that cat!
Cheer up, Nick. It's meant to be lucky.
Vince, Scanner.
That was The Nick Revel Show, written by and starring Nick Revel, with Alistair McGowan, Caroline Gruber, June McKeon, Alison Sterling and Brian Bowles. The producer was Joan Magnuson.